Harpan, your problem went from shin splints to Achilles, and I felt it yesterday, and you heard a creaking sound. You've had numerous adjustments, but somewhere along the way, there are some positive things happening to you here, and I think a lot of people would be concerned that you seem to be getting beat up a lot, but you're staying in.
Yeah, staying in. Once you get in, you really, it's like life, you know, you have to accept the blows, and there's a lot of good things that come along with it. So once you learn how to focus, you know, the bad things really pull you, your psychic energy, but and your emotions, but eventually, you know, if you take the right attitude with a lot of support and help from friends and reminders of what you should be doing or thinking, and faith, you know, it's a lot of time out here to pray and meditate, listen to spiritual music. So it's not all that bad. It's just that sometimes the pain frustrates you. Your body frustrates you, you know, the limits of the body. And as you get older, they just don't quite react like they used to or recover like they used to. So, you know, I get frustrated that way because I get impatient with my body. But other than that, there's a lot of great things happening, and I'm more or less enjoying it. I might not look like it, but...
Well, I think people would need to hear you are having a positive experience, even though maybe, folks at home, it looks pretty bad.
Really? I don't know what it looks like. But I'm glad I'm here, and I'm thinking of coming back if I can't finish the whole mileage. I'm inspired to... I learned a lot, you know, I'm learning a lot about the race and about the limits of my body, and I'm confident that I can do it if I can't do it this time. I'm confident that I can reach the goal again before I get too old, which before I'm 70 maybe.
Harpan, you know, obviously it's 4 weeks into it, I mean it's day 30. Can you recall any kind of really positive experiences that really gave you a jolt, whether it's something inwardly you felt or something somebody coming and or experience you saw? Can you recall anything offhand that really has given you some positive hope?
Well, how personal can it be? I mean, it has to be basically something you can tell the public, right?
Well, let's try something that's personal to you and see.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I had a very deep kind of experience of Guru in a way, in a couple of ways, but I think I'll just tell you in general. What did you ask me, a positive experience? Or
well, okay, if there's something about Sri Chinmoy that you experienced here in the last 4 weeks where you had something where you felt his connection.
Yeah, well, there's some things I don't want to tell people, but I mean, I told a few disciples, but I'll tell you a few things that go along with the difficulty of this race is that you know, after a while you realize it's not really a race, you know, it's just a way of life, and each day, like life, you have to face each day knowing that you have problems, limitations, some that are very difficult to overcome, and things that you have to handle. On your own, so to speak. There's a lot of help here. There's a lot of people to support you, but in the end, you really have to inwardly find a way to accept things, you know, very cheerfully and with faith. You can overcome your problems. You can keep striving to the goal, even if you think you're not going to make it the whole way. And can.
Harpoon, is there any actual experiences that you feel comfortable?
I gotta also, I just have to think of my legs when I'm running because I can't overdo it. I'm sorry, I wasn't focusing because I'm just thinking of how my ankles feel. Go ahead, do it again.
Is there any actual experience, something that happened to you here, that you would be happy to share? Something that...
Okay. You mean like a single experience, or...
Well, yeah, this race, something that's happened to you that has an effect upon what you're doing now.
Well, I think just in general, the when I first started, I felt very strong and confident, and I was doing quite well. And I was actually building up and felt like I was getting stronger. But I think maybe the lack of awareness or being alert or careful about certain parts of my body, like the lower legs, you know, it's my own fault. I perhaps overdid it, and that wasn't, you know, preventing my own problems. Like, you can't blame anyone else, you know. So... Then having to go through, you know, injuries which are pretty serious while moving, you know, trying to stay in the race. And then it, being able to do that, overcoming one injury and then building up again and then another injury coming. Now I'm trying to avoid another one. But that gave me the feeling that there's a lot... There's quite a bit of, let's say, grace or help on an inner level. I don't know what you want to call it, spiritual help, but also support. Like, in life, even though you have to deal with your own problems, there's a lot of, if you open the doors, there's a lot of opportunities to get help from other people and from, let's say, the Supreme or God in ways. As long as you don't give up and try to be cheerful as much as possible. So I needed to be reminded a lot to smile and to be cheerful, but I tried anyway. It's just that... So for me, it's like really developing a whole new perspective on real life. You could say this is separate life. You could, some people say it's a strange way of life, which it is, but it is a representative of reality. You say on a condensed level, that makes you face who you really are in a very intense way, short span of time, and when it's over, the event is over, the experiences and your own growth will be a valuable part of your future life. So this is like an intense university degree, you could say. Instead of 4 years, you do it in 2 months. And it's just, you know, you spend a lot of time all day long, 18 hours, and you go through a lot of experiences, positive and, let's say, negative or painful. But the pain doesn't really have to be... I mean, you can avoid some of the things that I didn't avoid, and that's why I'm learning how to do that. And then I can maybe help other people if they want to do it in the future to avoid certain things. So I think what I'm getting at is that every single thing that I've experienced here is very valuable to me and to others. So it's not, you know, it's not just what it looks like that I was suffering or that I'm not happy. It's just the opposite, actually. And, you know, and if I... get another injury and I have to go through the same thing, I'll be ready for it but I'm trying now. I know how to be a little more careful to prevent those things. You know, in life, you just have to learn a lesson over and over and over again until it's pounded into your head.
But, fine. Thank you.